try to assemble ourselves together. Let's pray. What a privilege it is, Heavenly Father, to assemble ourselves for the purpose of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we pray that this morning will be that worship that is praiseworthy of your Son to your glory. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, before we hit in too many things, you'll open the scripture for a moment to Ephesians, book of Ephesians. You look with me at Ephesians chapter 6. Powerful chapter in the book of Ephesians, dealing in so much in the spiritual warfare, and we come to a very important part of the spiritual warfare in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times, meaning in all types of circumstances. Pray at all times in the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit, Him leading in the prayer. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. In other words, when we pray in the spiritual warfare, with this in view, to be on the alert, to warn yourself, alert yourself, to be in prayer for one another, for all the saints, all believers. Then verse 19, which is why I'm having us look at that this morning, and pray on my behalf. This afternoon I'll be leaving to do a week-long teaching in Tucson, Arizona, and request your prayers this week, so take a look here, and pray on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me, and of course this means by the Holy Spirit, be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. And what is the gospel? We have covered so many times. The truth of the gospel is God doing all the work, and that is the mystery of it. So many people miss the mystery of the gospel. And the mystery of the gospel is, I, God, will do it all. So I solicit your prayers this week as I travel to Tucson. So we will not have class Tuesday and Wednesday, but we will resume next Sunday morning in that respect and then continue on in our study. So please be in prayer, and we'll have no class this Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we'll be back next Sunday morning to continue our flow. Now, we're having a little difficulty in the printing, and I have a reason for saying this to you, of a pamphlet. You've seen the larger edition of Salvation as a Pattern for Spirituality. What we've put together is a smaller, which is far superior in my opinion, and there's just so many problems with this is the reason that it's not out in the foyer. Some corrections that were made were not made in the printing, and just a lot of things. So we're having this reprinted, hopefully this very week, and maybe next Sunday or two we'll have it here. But what is interesting is this has been given to various organizations that minister to Central and South America by Ian and Carol McGrath, and they got a call from one of their executives and just blown away by it. Just said this is absolutely superb in seeing the how to live is by from how we're saved, and they are asking permission and to just copy it and to redo it, and so be in prayer in regard to the outreach and this type of thing, and hopefully and get it into our hands here within the next week or two. So please be in prayer in regard to what will be done with this and in respect to it. So please bear that in mind in prayer. And anything else we need to be in prayer for? Prayer out. Okay, the Word of God declares, whatsoever man purpose in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a gracious giver. The gracious giver is one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. If you're here and haven't made that decision, then of course that's the only major one. But if we have personally accepted Christ as Savior, it becomes our privilege to give as unto the Lord, to respond to who and what He is, to the support of the continuation of the teaching of the mystery of the gospel, not only to the unbeliever, but also to the believer. With these things in mind, then, let us prepare ourselves for the offertory in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we approach this facet of prayer, there's so many things that come to play. First of all, Father, we become aware of the two spheres of freedom that are involved in the offertory, the political, economic freedom that we still enjoy in America, that freedom to do with our lives and our resources as we see fit,